This is Sean with Voices Live On, and I'm speaking with Kelly. And Kelly, you also read cards and also do some intuitive reading classes, if you wanted to touch on that for a second.
Sure. There's dowsing, which is an old art, which they used to douse for water, or they called it water witching, but that was all throughout old Europe, and there are people to this day practicing who work with wells, people who dig wells, to find water sources by using either copper rods or sticks that have a Y in them, and they are quite accurate. And it is, they focus on finding the water source. And I know people don't talk about it much, but there are energies that we emit, whether that be, it's magnetic, an interesting fact, the heart throws a magnetic field out around us 10 feet or all around us. The mind throws a directional path in front of us about 4 feet. So I give the analogy, if you lost your keys, you'll constantly face and look in a room and face it looking for your keys. Now, granted, you're looking with your eyes, but you're thinking about it, and it's going about 4 feet, and it takes you forever to find your keys. But when you give up and you close your eyes and you're going, oh my gosh, where did I go? I've got to close my eyes. I've got to think about this. And you're thinking about it, but you're also checking in with your heart magnetic field. So with dowsing, it utilizes that magnetic field, that magnetic energy, that kinetic energy that comes from your mind, and you focus it. So you can use things as dowsing rods. You can use dowsing with pendulums, where I teach just some basics on how to focus your questions and yes, no, how to ask and check again. And it's amazing how accurate you can get with getting still, getting clear, and focusing your energy. And then on intuitive, there are exercises we can do to enhance our skills. We don't try to work with them and make them stronger, but we should, and I encourage it. Interesting is that we have to feel our way through these exercises, not think our way. Everyone wants to know the right steps, but you have to feel your way. Because we're all different, too. So we have our gifts come in a little different ways. So I teach people a little bit about how to step, how to find how their gift comes, and how to help enhance it. And with Oracle cards, the same. They're cards that are filled with wonderful, beautiful, enlightening things that can inspire and beautiful pictures. But they also, when you read for someone, you utilize your intuitive gift to just say what comes up in you, not what you thought. And it's amazing how spot on those messages are, how that person needed to hear what was said. So I teach in that area as well. And then, like I had said earlier, I'm doing fairy tales for children, where the children and I work together to craft a free-flowing story about the fairies and what the fairies are doing to save our environment and things that they do. And it's amazing to watch their little eyes light up and watch their creative mind step into creating a story and a way of being for and with the fairies to care and nurture our world. So that's what I do with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I think we're going to touch on, we're going to close this out, but we're going to touch on some of the specific things that you've done as far as successes with clients. But we're going to close this out, and I thank you for your time, Kelly.
All right. Thanks.